Thanks for joining us here at AG Kolkata. We are the church with the open arms and we serve in the city of joy, Kolkata. It is our desire to reach out to those in need and to be instruments of effective change in a hurting world. If you like to learn more about us, you can simply go to www.agkolkata.org. We hope that you'll enjoy today's message.
In preparing for this service, the Lord very clearly dropped the word tact, T-A-C-T, in my mind. Tact seems a bit of a strange word, and unfortunately, often you find that it is used with reference to women, and to men as well, but more to women. You know, and you hear people saying, oh my gosh, that lady, she just speaks her mind, she has no tact. Or maybe what she is saying is right, but if she would just do it with a little tact, it would be a little easier to accept. But this morning, I believe that God is calling the women of the Assembly of God Church here to be women of tact. What does that mean? What is He calling us to be? I want to use tact as an acronym. T for tenacity, A for assurance, C for courage, and T, trust in the Lord. He's calling us to be women who are so committed to Him and so passionately in love with Him that we would be women of tact. During our panel session in my life, in speaking to the women, this is what we heard and this is what we discovered, that how beautifully God directs our lives and our ways. So what does all this mean and how does it apply to all of our lives? Very quickly, T for tenacity. Kind of a big word. What does it mean? Most people will tell you that tenacity is a great quality to have, especially if you are trying something challenging that takes a while to complete. Anything really worth doing takes persistence, perseverance, and stubborn determination. Tenacity is the quality displayed by someone who just won't quit, who keeps trying until he or she reaches her goal. God has created women uniquely and has given us the special quality of being tenacious. What we just heard from our ladies is that in spite of the challenges that they faced in their lives, they have chosen to trust in Jesus and brave the storms of life. Those who made a choice to use the wind of pain, grief, challenges to lift them up and soar like eagles. Isaiah 40:31 says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall soar up with wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." These women have chosen to use the experiences of life to make them better persons rather than bitter people. Bitter people who spew out poison but instead talk about how the Lord has helped them and seen them through their situations. How God has provided at the right time. When everything seemed to be going wrong, when there was sickness and uncertainty, challenges in the family, Jesus was right there beside them to testify how the Lord has been their tower of strength and the anchor of their life through the severest storms of life and is now using them to bring Him praise and glory. A for assurance. God is calling us to be women who have that assurance of a relationship with Him. Assurance of the fact that having Jesus in my life, He is aware of all that I am going through and continues to lead me and guide me. Assurance of the fact that no matter what may happen in my life, that I continue to be His precious child, His precious daughter. And as we heard it even during this service and in the previous service, you know, one of them said that more than me being obsessed with Jesus, He is obsessed with me. I am His precious child. I am the apple of His eye, and He continues to hold me in the palm of His hand. Assurance of the fact that even though I may at times try to pull my hand out of His loving and strong grip, that He continues to love me. And with this assurance in my heart, I then have the confidence that there is nothing that Jesus and I together cannot handle. For underneath me are his everlasting arms. Isaiah 43, 1 to 4, God says, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Since you are precious and honored in my sight. And because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life." What a beautiful God we have, isn't it? And the love that he has for each one of us. No matter how high the turbulent waves of life may be, or how deep the pit may be that you feel you are in, you have the assurance that when I call on him, he will answer me. I have that assurance that I am loved and cared for more than anyone else in this world can. He is my Savior, he is my friend, he is my Redeemer, he is the lover of my soul. He is my all in all, my strength when I am weak, and that he is with me no matter what. Especially in my weakness, his strength is made perfect in me. Can we be that kind of woman who will reflect his strength in us? T for tenacity, A for assurance, and C for courage. A person of courage is bold and brave, unafraid to face tough challenges. Having courage also means acting when others are afraid of the danger, or simply acting without fear of failure. This is a quality or characteristic that does not come easily, but has to be encouraged and cultivated through the ups and downs of lives. Learning from our experiences, our past, or mistakes and failures, and have the strength to get up and walk again, and so build up confidence as well in our lives. I was just reminded of a very funny experience that happened in my life several years ago. I was at a campsite with a friend of mine. We were not part of the campers, but we were just, you know, visitors who were spending the night there. And it was time for the night meal, and my friend and I, we went and served our plate. And as we did that, this whole group of campers came in. And so we took our plates and, you know, we were feeling a little shy. We went and sat in the corner of the room. There were some chairs. And as I sat down on one of those chairs, the chair in slow motion just went down to the floor. So you can imagine I'm sitting there with the plate in my hand and on the floor. So my friend, of course, could not control herself. She started laughing and I said, "Stop it." And I, you know, got up and tried to make things all right. But just then the leader of the group saw me, and it was difficult for the group also to contain themselves. So we quickly, you know, made tracks and went out of there. After a few weeks, it was one of those mornings, I had taken our boys for basketball. And suddenly, as I was walking down the street, I saw this gentleman coming in the opposite direction. And for some strange reason, I felt I had seen him. But then he had this very strange smile on his face. And I was thinking, I wonder who this man is. And then I realized that it was the leader of that team who had seen me crumble to the ground. So it took everything in me to, you know, the courage just to look back at him and smile. Well, there are funny things also in life that need courage, you know, and I just thank God that he helped me with that. But there is also, in the serious things of life, there is someone who said in response to a situation that she was facing, "Thank you for speaking the truth firmly, but always lovingly, to helping me to find the grace within myself to take courage, restore hope, and offer forgiveness. It isn't easy to do this, but with God's help, we can love, we can have courage to speak and stand for what is right, not just because we think it is right, but because God's word says so." In life's everyday situations, the ones that we have to battle daily, it is not easy to have courage to face the situation. But the Lord's word of encouragement to Joshua and to each one of us is, "Do not be afraid and do not be discouraged." He says in Joshua chapter 1 verses 7 and 8, "Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. The Lord also said to Joshua, do not be afraid. I have given them into your hand. No one of them will be able to withstand you. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, so do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. What a beautiful promise the Lord has given us, isn't it? God's promises were not made just to put into a book and to put it on a shelf, but they have been given to us to use and to claim them, so that we can be those women who will accept God's promises and apply them in our lives. Also this morning, can we make that promise that with God's help, and we cannot do it alone, but that, Lord, if you will help me, I will have the courage to keep you, Jesus, as the supreme obsession of my life, and obey you and follow you no matter what the cost, no matter what the consequences. T for tenacity, A for assurance, C for courage, and last but not least, T for trust. Trust, to be able to trust in God no matter what. To trust in his promises that he has made, and to know that he has promised never to leave me nor forsake me. That I will cling on to him no matter what, and trust to believe that because he lives, I shall live also. The trust that I can enjoy a relationship with him as my heavenly Father and Savior, and because of which I can trust his promise of spending eternity with him. He's also calling us to trust that even though hopeless and impossible our situation may seem, that we can face tomorrow because he lives and all fear is gone. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't rely on your own intelligence. Thank God for the intelligence that the Lord has given us. But when our intelligence leads to doubt and confusion and anxiety, we just need to learn to trust him, knowing that as the one to whom we have entrusted our life into his hands, he knows what is best for us, and says that the plans that I have for you are plans to prosper and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. There is a beautiful song which says, trust in the Lord and don't despair. He is a friend so true. No matter what your troubles are, Jesus will see you through. So friends, in closing, even as we wrap this up and bring this word tact, I hope it will find a lodging place in your hearts and in your minds. T for tenacity, A for assurance, C for courage, and T for trust. My dear sisters and friends, can Jesus trust us to be women of tact? Can I ask this question to my gentlemen friends as well? Can Jesus trust you to be men of tact? Men and women who will choose to rise above the storms of life by holding on and clinging on to Jesus, to trust him, to pray and wait on him, and soar like eagles. Even as we keep Jesus as the supreme obsession of our lives, may we carry his fragrance wherever we go and share his love with those around us.
Thanks for listening to this message from AG Kolkata. We hope you would stay connected by following us online. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by using @AGCKolkata. We would love to know how this message has touched your life. Please take a moment to share your story by emailing us at stories@agkolkata.org. Hope you have a great week ahead.